This Israel Report is brought to you by the Blue Agency. Your Israel property is in good hands. Owning properties in Israel can be a great investment, but challenging to manage if you are based abroad. The Blue Agency will manage every aspect of your property, finding and vetting tenants, maintaining your property and getting it rental ready, negotiating contracts and collecting rentals, reporting back to you regularly. The Blue Agency has built a reputation for trust and confidentiality over 20 years. The Blue Agency, your Israel property is in good hands. Contact us at www.theblueagency.com.
It is 7:52. I'm Howard Feldman. A very good morning, Israel Report, this morning brought to you by Kanan Lidor. Kanan, thanks for joining us. Just to cover a few of the stories, can we begin on the northern front? Syria state media reporting two people killed in an Israeli strike. There is definitely a lot going on in that area. There's the reports of Houthis somehow getting involved in looking to attack Israel from the Syrian side. What do we know about what is happening in that region?
Well, first of all, this is the first time that there are actual injuries on the Israeli side since the fall of the Bashar Assad regime in Syria. Apparently, six reserves officers were wounded after a attempt at apprehending suspects at Beit Jan, which is near the border on the Israeli side. They may have incurred into Syrian territory. There was an exchange of fire. But we do know that this is a little bit more than just a altercation that may be escalated needlessly, because the Air Force is, or at least was 2 hours ago, active there. So this is definitely more than we've seen before. And the question about this incident, whether it was just something that got out of hand or whether it was a planned action in Syria. And the significance of this is, of course, that Trump is very much trying to legitimize the Syrian regime, and as part of it, is interested in preventing escalation with Israel. So if it's a deliberate action inside Syria, that could get Israel in trouble with the Trump administration, because this goes against one of its interests in the region. If this was just one of those situations where things get out of hand and escalate on the ground, then probably the significance of this incident is limited.
Right. Does this indicate that the new Syrian president is not fully in control of the region?
Not necessarily. Soldiers are deployed along the border, and they need to respond immediately to any threats without consulting the president's palace. It not necessarily suggests an Israeli interest in stoking more tension in the region, because it's just something that got out of hand. It could be the other way. It could apply also to the Syrian side.
Right. So we'll obviously have to just wait and see what unfolds in that area, because obviously this is significant not just to Israel and Syria, but as you said, to the greater plan. Iran. Just talking about Iran, getting a quick update there. I see that senior Iranian officials have said that the Trump administration is not worthy of diplomatic contact. What do we know? I mean, we know that Iran is facing a real natural, well, I don't know if it's a natural disaster, because they could have done more to prevent it, but there's a water crisis happening there. There's definitely a pressure on them from within society, but there's also these external concerns as well. What do we understand is happening there?
Well, the Iranian regime is in a tight spot, because in summer there were actually protests in the big bazaar of Iran. And we've seen a number of protests in Iran over the years, right? But the big bazaar protest of the summer was actually symbolic because that's where the Iranian Islamic Revolution started. So it's a symbolic site. And also the people at the market, these are petty tradesmen. So these are people that belong to the stratum that should support the Iranian regime, you know, tiny businesses. These are not Tehran liberals in the free professions. So we saw that unrest against the background of the crash of the Iranian rial. It was, I think, 600,000 rial to the dollar.
Yeah.
Earlier this year, it's now approaching a million, maybe crossed a million. I didn't check.
Wow.
But it's a total demolition of the value of the currency. Add to that the biting drought that is already forcing water regime, a water allotment regime in Tehran and the big cities, Shiraz too. So you have this very, very serious situation for the Iranian leadership. Now, Trump is offering a way out of this by, well, offering to take the pressure off if they relent with the nuclear plans and kind of do basically what he wants them to do. But that presents another challenge that even when, of course, ideologically, they're opposed to it, but even if they wanted to offer some concessions, then they lose their Islamic base, the Iranian regime. So they're kind of between a rock and a hard place in that regard. And I think what we're seeing here is them signaling to the base with what you said, don't worry, we're not going to break even in these hard times.
Incredible. What is the, we've only unfortunately got just over a minute, but I just wanted to get a quick update. What is happening in terms of the challenge and the conflict around the Haredi draft?
Yes, this is an evergreen subject here. And yes. Now we are seeing major progress for the first time in a few months. We saw a bill being circulated and the bill has the consent of the leaders of at least the Ashkenazi, those are the hardcore Ashkenazi Haredi community. And we're talking about the conscription of a few thousand men each year for the next 3 years. So definitely a major progress because until now we've only seen hundreds. But nowhere near the tens of thousands that are actually required for the Haredi to carry the burden, you know, in a proportionate manner.
So, but there is progress happening, and at least maybe it is a step forward. Kanan Lidor, thank you as always. Thanks for jumping on a call to chat to us. It is 8 o'clock. I'm Howard Philbin. This is your Morning Mayhem. It's 101.9 Chai FM. Good morning.
That Israel Report was brought to you by the Blue Agency. Your Israel property is in good hands. Owning properties in Israel can be a great investment, but challenging to manage if you are based abroad. The Blue Agency will manage every aspect of your property, finding and vetting tenants, maintaining your property and getting it rental ready, negotiating contracts and collecting rentals, reporting back to you regularly. The Blue Agency has built a reputation for trust and confidentiality over 20 years. The Blue Agency, your Israel property is in good hands. Contact us at www.theblueagency.com.